The Samaritan woman was thirsty in every respect. She was thirsty physically, she was thirsty psychologically, and she was thirsty spiritually. Her whole being was thirsty, and she had been thirsty her whole life. She was a thirsty person. No wonder the Spirit chose her as a representative of the immoral. The Samaritan woman was thirsty because she did not have God. Her life was not satisfying, because she had not gained God. She had gained many husbands, but she had not gained God. She had her water pot, the well, and water, but she did not have God. She was thirsty for God, not for other things. Her thirst was not because she lacked other things but because she lacked God. Therefore, John 4 presents a thirsty Savior and a thirsty sinner. The Savior was thirsty, and the sinner was thirsty. The thirsty Savior came to the well in order to get water to drink, and the thirsty sinner came to the well in order to get water to drink. The Savior was thirsty because he needed a sinner. The sinner was thirsty because she needed the Savior. The Savior wants to drink, to gain, sinners, and sinners should drink, gain, the Savior. The Samaritan woman was thirsty, but she did not know the reason for her thirst. She sensed a need, but she did not know what she needed. She did not know that she needed God, nor did she know the gift of God in Christ.